down, set, hut, hut. Today's opening is from Monday Night Football, and we are prepared to go into battle for you today. Rain partners, pull on your shoulder pads, put on your helmets, and make sure your chin straps are tight. Please welcome our quarterback and the person who will lead us onto the field to victory today, Mr. Richard Dolan. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Russ, and how are you?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Hey, man, I think we're ready for some football. Now,
Are you ready for some mastery?
I want to keep mastery touch going.
I hear you. What powerful message we have today, Rich?
Well, you know, in the theme of what you just talked about there in regards to a description of Monday Night Football, gosh, you know, there's 100 different ways we can actually even work and embrace that. But what's interesting is this. If you ever look at the physiology of people when it comes to, in fact, coming around and watching or enduring having watched a game, it's amazing the level of commitment and the matter of attention that people, in fact, exhibit when it comes to watching any sporting event, whether it's live or even, in fact, televised. Don't you notice that there's a real palpable taste of attention and focus that people put into these games, these televised sporting events, and it just blows my mind. Doesn't it blow your mind?
Absolutely. People sometimes get more invested about a game than they do about their own life.
Exactly. So imagine for a second if we all, in one way or another, schedule ourselves for a game once a week, where once a week you had to be ready to, in fact, play the game of real estate. Literally scheduling it into your week so that you had the exact same level of enthusiasm, of fervor, of attention and focus, and knowing that while you invested in that 1 hour or 2 hours, whatever you can afford, but a good, respectable amount of time where you know a sporting event would take place for, and invest the exact same magnitude, the exact same quality, the exact same breadth of energy into the subject matter around real estate. Because here's what we've observed, and this week we're talking a bit about performance. The reality is that when it comes to real estate, it could be either a very aggressive, passive-aggressive, or just plain passive conversation for many. You know, we come to the monthly meetings. If you're a by-mail member, you might just be listening to the calls. And these are all great acts of enduring the training to prepare for the act of real estate. But you see, it's not real estate. You see, it's education. And so when it looks like going to school, where from Monday to Friday, from 9 to 3, when you endured school, you had to be there. You had to be present. You endured the lessons, you got the tests, and you got your marks. Well, it's kind of the same. Rain provides education, kind of like 9 to 3, Monday to Friday. But the education and getting it doesn't mean you're playing the sport with it. You see, you went to school and you got the education, but you never got a chance to really apply it in real life and then go back and see what you missed and what you got right, correct? You had to be prepared. And so when the time came to be in the real world, your education actually began to be applied in the real world. And that's the distinction for your learning experience, your journey with this thing called real estate, is that as you learned, no matter what level, by the way, you're at, whether you just got started or whether you've been around for a few months or a few years, or heck, you might even be a masterful real estate person. The reality, though, is you got to start looking at the distinction called how much time, attention, effort, and what's the quality of all those three do I really place into my real estate business? Do I schedule time every month for learning about real estate education? You bet. That's called our monthly meetings. That might even be called the 1 hour, 2 hours that you put aside for reading the behind the curtain and the research and the analysis, even heck, going through the emails that we send you. But what amount of time do you put aside to actually play the game, to put on the shoulder pads, to really suit up, to really get into the field, and to actually go out there and make some phone calls, knock on some doors, meet with some joint venture partners, discuss real estate deals? How much time have you really appointed to the act of, in fact, doing real estate football, being on the field, getting yourself all dirty? Because that's the only place you'll be able to apply what you've learned, know where the gaps exist, and learn from others who are better to be able to get better yourself. And if you play against others that are worse, then guess what? You just found yourself people that would be probably willing to joint venture with you, not just with their money, but with their opportunities, because they see you as not an opponent, but in fact, a teammate. So it's only when you're playing the game of real estate will you begin to discover for yourself who can be on your team. That's been the challenge when it comes to these real estate times. We find that our members from coast to coast are having a challenge in being able to connect with people, like-minded people. You can't establish that just at the monthly meetings. You can't possibly know that if you were to approach someone over the coffee urn and say, hey, what kind of a real estate investor are you? And he says, I'm an absolutely brilliant one. And you say to them, well, hey, why don't we talk about real estate? And all of a sudden you guys talk and sound really impressive. So big deal. I'm more impressed by saying, hey, listen, why don't we go for a drive and show me some of the deals that you're doing and considering, and let me put on my equipment so I can, in fact, show you the kind of deals and opportunities that I'm even looking at. That's where the game is played. Not in the coffee section of our rooms, and certainly not while we're educating you in the rooms. We're equipping you with the plays and the techniques and the strategies. We're equipping you with the insights from what other more brilliant players are doing in real time. We're giving you our analysis. We're giving you that quarterly feedback on what's going on the field. That's some of my favorite parts of watching sports, by the way. As you all know, I'm a Miami Heat fan. Why? Because I coach them still on the professional development side. And as I love hearing what the guys say at halftime, I love hearing what smarter guys say about the players on the field. Why? Because they've got a different perspective. I love that part. So here's the problem. We can't talk to you about what's going on the field because we rarely see you there. So if you're new, get on the field. Get dirty. Mess it up. Doesn't matter. Play the game. If you've been at it for a while, come back, debrief, and begin to decode where you might need some help and assistance. And now you can really ascertain how you can harness the brain trust of RAIN, whether it's Don, myself, Patrick, Russell, or any one of the members of the RAIN faculty group. But if you're masterful, now you can keep an eye for the players who are willing to be on the field, and even in spite of possibly losing time and time again, but then harness them. Coach them, mentor them, bring them under your wing, and leverage their fervor for the game. Don't make them wrong for not being able to play the game the way you have for years as you have. So there you have it. Is RAIN a football field? You bet. Are we telling you to go out there and play the sport called real estate investing? You bet. And is that important for you this week? Absolutely. And why? Because without being in action, you have no way of measuring the value of the education you've got. So put it to practice. So there you have it. This week, make one commitment that will put you on the field, engaged, real-time, real-life, talking about real estate to somebody, anybody, but at some point by Friday. I promise you, the experience of doing that will begin to make you feel, well, that much more comfortable on the field. There you have it. Russ, back to you.
And I guarantee once you start talking to that one person about real estate, you'll find out how much alive you are in playing the game, that it won't stop at one, will it, Rich?
You bet, buddy. Once you swing for a ball, it doesn't get any less uncomfortable every swing thereafter.
You can even think of the analogy of back to football as really a football team takes 6 days to practice for 4 hours of game time.
Well said. Well said. Good insight. I write that down, folks.
Yep. Play the game of real estate and get on the field and join your team.
Hut.
Yep. Thanks for playing Full Out today, everyone, this morning. Each week, we are proud to have you on our team. If you have any questions, please call our office at 1-888-824-7346. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, signing off and wishing you a masterful week. Bye for now.